Hi, good evening. Oh, well, it's evening this time, this part of the world. So I have not been like really here for a while now. I had to sort out some things personally, but I'm back and that's great, right? Still on God being good. You know, I've come to realize that saying it is not the same as you can't really convince someone by saying it, and the Holy Spirit has to do his work in all our lives and reveal himself to us. So I'm still reading the book Blessed Beyond Measure by Gloria Copeland, and I'm going to read this passage. Is Psalm 23 in amplified version, right? And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. A rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely, or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place." The paragraph right beneath this says, the more deeply you understand the truth of those words, the more you'll be able to trust God in every circumstance of your life. Your confidence in him will make you bold when others are timid. And this is what I'm going to leave with you tonight. In your spare time, just take a look at Psalm 23, verses 1 to the end, in amplified version. And I hope that the Holy Spirit will open your heart and your eyes to see the truth of God's word. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace.